This is Vermont Edition. I'm Jane Lindholm. At the very beginning of this year, Governor Shumlin brought national attention to Vermont when he used his State of the State address to declare that opiate addiction was a full-blown crisis in this state. He said the first step in dealing with this problem is to acknowledge its existence.
We must bolster our current approach to addiction with more common sense. We must address it as a public health care crisis, providing treatment and support rather than simply doling out punishment, claiming victory, and moving on to the next conviction.
Shumlin called on the legislature to allocate $200,000 to immediately expand existing programs.
Right now, we have hundreds of Vermonters who are addicted and ready to accept help, but who are condemned to waiting because we don't have the capacity to treat the demand. That's the truth.
But almost a year later, there is still not capacity in the system to treat all those who want help. Across the state of Vermont, there are about 500 people on waiting lists to get into medication-assisted therapy programs. But advocates say the attention paid to the problem has brought more money, more focus, and more treatment options to Vermonters struggling with addiction. Today on Vermont Edition, we're going to take the hour to look at heroin and opiate addiction, where we've come from, what progress has been made, and what remains to be done to ensure that all Vermonters who want treatment have the ability to get it, that fewer people are becoming addicted in the first place, and that our criminal justice system reflects the values of our communities. If you have an experience with addiction to share, please post a note on the Vermont Edition page at vpr.net. Throughout the hour, we'll be hearing from Vermonters who have struggled to get treatment and get clean. Or if you have a question, you can also call 1-800-639-2211. That number again, 1-800-639-2211, or go to vpr.net and click on Vermont Edition. Joining us first today is Governor Peter Shumlin. Governor, thank you very much for making the time.
Thanks for having me on.
It's been almost a year since that speech. Do you think we've made progress?
We've definitely made progress. I mean, this never was going to be an easy challenge to take on, and we've got a lot more work to do. But listen, this is what has changed since last January. We've opened up treatment centers across Vermont, and it's making a real difference. For example, we opened up a treatment center in Rutland. It's now serving 300 folks who are moving into recovery. The result is, if you talk to Chief Baker and Mayor Loris, that they've actually seen a huge decrease in the number of criminal calls they get from folks who are at the police headquarters, who are, you know, dealing with small crimes or maybe larger crimes because folks are in treatment instead of out robbing people. But let's remember what the big challenge was last January. Number one, we had huge waiting lines for folks who needed treatment. So, you know, I would argue this is the only disease in America where when you ask for treatment, you need treatment, we say, sorry, we can't help you. And by building out treatment centers, expanding treatment centers, we've made real progress there. Now, we still have waiting lines because as we've raised the awareness of the importance of moving to treatment and made clear that we have treatment available, we're now treating across Vermont over 2,500 individuals. We were treating 1,700 when I gave the speech a year ago. So obviously demand has gone up as we've raised awareness and as we've changed the way we're dealing with things. But listen, here's the most important point. In addition to trying to work our way through our waiting lines so that everybody who wants treatment can get it, we're not there yet, but we're making real progress, opening up treatment centers across the state. We're now working on one in Bennington. It's important to know that we've also really changing the way that we deal with this as a disease and not just a crime as we dealt with it in the past. And as you know, T.J. Donovan, the state attorney up in Chittenden County, pioneered a program that was much more logical than the old system. The old system would say, if you're addicted and you get busted and the blue lights are on and the lights are flashing and all the evidence suggests that that's the best chance that we've got to move you out of denial into treatment, the old system would wait 3 or 4 months while you wound your way through a court system. You come before a judge. Many months later, you're back using, you're back abusing, and the moment of opportunity to move you from denial into treatment is gone. What we're doing instead, and this is pioneered in Chittenden County, but Dave Fencer in Addison County is leading a program there. It's now expanded in Rutland, Lamoille, Windham, and applying to and expanding to the other counties around the state, is we say we bring a third-party assessor paid for by the state, and they say, listen, this is someone that we should be scared of, and if it is, we move them through the court process and into jail. If it's someone that needs treatment that we should feel needs empathy and help, instead we say, instead of going to jail, instead of going through the court process, instead of having a criminal record, you go into treatment, get the other wraparound service that we have for you, you'll never see a judge, you'll never see a court of law, we'll move you into recovery and back into a productive life. And that's been hugely successful. So first is expanding treatment. Second is rapid intervention. We've been much more successful in other states about expanding overdose rescue kits. We've literally had 74 kits used as of last October. That means that 74 lives were saved from people who were ODing on these terrible drugs. And we've distributed over 1,200 overdose rescue kits across the state through my Department of Health. So
it sounds like there is a lot of progress that you've made. But let me ask you, you know, while we have you for this limited time, you know, I mentioned that there are about 500 Vermonters who are on waiting lists who want treatment but can't get it. And you spoke in the State of the State about expanding capacity, and you certainly have. But 500 Vermonters who are saying, I need help, I need help, and they can't get it because of these waiting lists. That's a really difficult situation to put people in when we are saying, as a state, we want to pay more attention to this, and if you need treatment, we want to get it to you.
Sure. The only thing I'd point out is that the situation was much worse last January. I mean, think about it. We've added almost 1,000 people to the treatment rolls in Vermont, and we've got a 500-person waiting list. I mean, a year ago, we were treating 1,000 less patients, and we had hundreds in waiting lines, at least 500. So my point is, we're moving as quickly as we know how. I think it's a great partnership that we put together. We're expanding treatment as, you know, quickly. We're going to continue, despite the very difficult budget that we're about to approach, to make this a priority. And, you know, as I said a year ago, this isn't going to be solved in a day. But I think the biggest thing, Jane, that we've changed is attitudes. And there's just no doubt in my mind that the attitudes have changed about opiate addiction, about OxyContin addiction, heroin addiction, because we've all said as a state, this is a disease. Let's treat it as a disease. Let's stop the days where we say to law enforcement, this is your problem, go solve it for us, and we kind of turn our heads the other way to opiate addiction. So I think we've added it to the diseases that we treat in Vermont. We're lifting the stigma. It's our neighbors, it's our friends, it's people that we all know, our family. And
I just have one more minute with you, so I'm sorry to interrupt, but I just want to ask you, because you just mentioned you're facing a difficult budget situation, dealing with a $100 million plus deficit. Are you going to have to cut?